Okay, today's daf is Megillah Yerushalmi daf Tesvav, and we are on Yud Dalet Amud Beis as we continue here with these fascinating inyanim of inyani stam. As we said, there's no Maseches Menachos Yerushalmi, so we got to do it here. So we spoke a lot about yesterday about the Hagba and about rolling the Torah and different rules of how much margin has to be left on top, on bottom, space between the letters, Chok Tochos, Chok Yerechos. Again, each of these require a lot more, but we do what we could do. And the last Gemara that we mentioned right before the bottom of Yudalam Abeis was about leaving Svarim open. Leaving Svarim open, and the Bach says that anytime you leave a Sefer, and the Aruch HaShulchan says, well, only if it's a long time, a short amount of time would be okay. Okay, we continue now Yudalam Abeis towards the bottom. Kala Oso Sakfulim Ba'alaf Beis, all of the double letters, what we call letters of Sofites. Right, the Kaf and the Nun and the Mem. So Kolos is a Kfulim ba'alef beis. Kosev es harishonim betchilas hateva ube'emes hateva v'sachronim besofa. As we know, that if you write the open letters, the Mem and the Nun and the Kaf, you write those in the middle, and at the end of the letter, right? In the here, they're not called ends because this is teaching us the halacha. They're not called sofit. It's saying the closed ones, the extra ones, they are written at the end of the words. V'im shina pasul. And if you're Mishana, it's possible. There's one time in Tanakh that there's a closed mem in the middle of a word, Lamar Bahamisra, but that's, but in general, Torah is that you don't switch. Vimshin Apostle, Mishem Rabbi Masya Ben Cheresh Omer. So Rabbi Mecheresh says, so where did these closed letters come from? Where did these closed letters come from? So he says, Rabbi Masya Ben Cheresh Amru, Mansapach, those are the five letters, Mem Nun Sadi Pei Chaf, Halacha, Lemoshe Misinai. It was a halacha Moshe B'Sinai, meaning not before Har Sinai, right? We spoke last time, 2 days ago, about the alphabet and when did Ashuras come and Ivri and Ezra Sofer changed it later. But Rabbi Masi Mecheri says that Mansapach was from Moshe Rabbeinu, those letters. Mao Mansapach, what's Mansapach? What's the question? Why do we say Mansapach? That's not in order. Right, Chaf should be first. If you want to say the five letters in a row, it should be Chaf, right? Mem Nun Pei Tzadi. So why is it Mansapach? Obviously, maybe to teach us something that it's also a word. It's not just the five letters, but there's a word. So Rabbi Yirmiyah, B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel, Barav Yitzchak, Ma Shehiskinu Lecha Hatsofim. Sofim Mansapach. You can read it as two words: Man, like who? Me, who made these? Gave us these letters? Tzvach Sofim. Right, those seers, who's the Tzofeh? The Nevi'im, the prophets. They see things that we don't see. So man his kinu luchat Tzofeh, man inun ilein. Who are those? Man again, Matzah is like man inun. Who are these people? Tzofim. They are the seers, the ones that give to us. So the Nevi'im. So again, the Gemara asks elsewhere, not here, but the Mefarshim here quoted the Gemara at the beginning of Maseches Megillah. Nevi'im gave us new letters. Right? How is that allowed? Right? A Navi Rashoy Lechadi Shavar Meyata. A Navi is allowed to give us a new Dinda Araisa. A Navi could create a Dinda Rabbanan. Right? Yeshayahu a Navi told us about Oneg Shabbos and Kavod Shabbos. There are Dinda Rabbanan that could be found in Nevi'im. But Dinda Araisa. So it sounds like a concept Araisa. So the Mefarshim say it was, they had it earlier and then it was forgotten and then they brought it back. They brought it back. Okay. Maisa B'Yom Sagrir. There was a rainy day. Yom Geshem, Shahakol Nizgarm Bibateim. Everybody was home. Nobody went outside. It was raining. It was a bit of a hard rain. The base medrash was closed. Unusual. Right? Usually you think, Rabbi Vesel Kim Nahalak Baragesh. So you go to the base medrash in the rain. Baragesh, Barad, Raim, Geshem, Sheleg. Right? So, but here, I guess it was such bad weather. V'nichlusu Atinokos, but the kids weren't scared. So the younger kids went out and they went to the base medrash. So what did they do there? They weren't playing games. They were serious kids. Amrin, Isa Nevid Beis Vada, Delo Yibata. Let's make a Beis Vada. Let's learn Torah. So that, there's no, Bittel. Amrin. So they started thinking. Mahu Dein Dechsev Mem Mem Nun Nun Sadi Sadi Pei Pei Kaf Kaf. What are these letters? What are these double letters? That there's two Mems and two Peis. They started being creative. As we know also, there's a creativity in, Shabbos, in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Dalet, in the Bavli, that's, as I mentioned last time, the code of the Jewish alphabet. But here, what is the Yerushalmi say. And also, it's interesting, that Gemara over there that talks about the alphabet, I guess it's a kid's thing. The Gemara there, Shabbos and the Bavli, Daf Kuf Dalid, how does that Gemara start off? Where it starts off by Amri Le Rabbanan, the Reb Shua ben Levi. Asu Dardiki Ha'inna Le Beit Medrasha. The kids came to the Beit Medrash today, the young Amru Mila, and they said things that even in the days of Yeshua ben Nun they didn't say. And then you have all the letters. It's interesting that the children have some knack to interpret the letters. So, Mima Amar, so what is the double mem? All of these five were connected back to Har Sinai. They're all describing the Torah being given from Hashem to Moshe. All five double letters. Mi ma'amar l'ma'amar. It's ma'amar to ma'amar. The words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu were given to Moshe. Mi ma'amar from his ma'amar to his ma'amar, all the generations. Karban Eda. Mi ma'amar shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. L'ma'amar shal Moshe l'Yisrael. Shalohaya bohem shinui. There was no shinui in terms of what was said. Dechsev elokim yanenu b'kol, first day. There was no shinui in terms of the what was said. Inami shaloshina Moshe v'yamar li Yisrael b'lashon rabo. Moshe said it exactly. Was there some content and words, right? Moshe said it dafka b'lashon rabo. As we mentioned recently, Moshe Rabbeinu was an exact, right? Shechina v'daberes mitoch grono. That's Moshe. It's a beautiful gra. The gra says on the pasuk that we say on Friday night, Moshe v'aharon b'kohanav u'shmuel b'korei shemo. There's an unbelievable grub. It says Moshe. All those three are, it's describing the, usually Moshe Rabbeinu was on a different level. Right? So how could you put them all in the same pasuk? So, explains the grub. Moshe, as I said, there's a comma. Moshe, always. Aharon b'kohanav. Aharon, when he was acting like the Kohen Gadol, he also had Shekinah m'deberes b'tok grono. Like the Ramban explains as Parshat Tesaveh by the Urim Metumim. Right? The Urim Metumim was the lit up on the breast of the Kohen Gadol, and he interpreted the words, you know, Eli got it wrong there in Sefer Shmuel, what exactly how to interpret, but, so Aharon Kohen was semi on the level of Moshe when he was acting as the Kohen Gadol. So Moshe always, Aharon b'kohanav, and then Ushmuel b'kare shemo. What's b'kare shemo? So when the Bnei Yisrael asked for a king in Sefer Shmuel, and Shmuel gives them this whole speech about what he's asking for a king for, he says, Hashem gave you leaders. And he gave you Bidon, and he gave you a list off for the four leaders. And he lists off, and Shmuel. And Shmuel. And me, he should say. He says, and Shmuel. So the Mefarshim say there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking through Shmuel. It was as if Shmuel wasn't speaking. It was Shechina Medeberes Mitoch Grono. So he writes the, I forgot the exact pasuk. It was the nicknames for, Bidon was Shimshon, and got the other one for Gidon. But the last one says Shmuel. So the Gra says, when Shmuel said his own name, that's when he was Shechina Medeberes Mitoch Grono. So it's Moshe, Ar B'Kohanav, and Shmuel B'Kare Shemo. Right, that's K'or L'Hashem B'Hu Ya'anin. Okay. So that's B'Mamar L'Mamar. It's from the clarity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's B'Mamar to the next. Mine'eman L'Ne'eman. Right, Ne'eman L'Ne'eman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Hokel HaNe'eman. And Moshe is called the Ne'eman. B'Chol Beisi Ne'emanu. Umitzadik l'tzadik, right? Hakadosh Baruch Hu is tzadik Hashem b'chol derachav. We say in Ashrei Moshe Rabbeinu, tzidkos Hashem asoy mishpatav in Yisrael, as it's described at the end of the Torah. Mipe el peh, right? That's the pasuk in Baloscha. Pe el peh adaber bo, and mikav yado shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu lekav yado shel Moshe, from Hashem's hand to Moshe's hand. So one of the farshim in the back say maybe this is alluding to what we had back in Tinus. Remember there was the tug of war. Moshe Rabbeinu held on to the two tfachim, and Hashem held on to the two tfachim, and they were each pulling it the luchos kaviyachol until Moshe Rabbeinu took it. V'simu osam chachamim, and the chachamim heard this great drushos that the kids made, and they designated them, and they said, "You guys are going to be great one day." Right? They said, these kids have something. V'amdu kulan b'nei adam gedolam. You're all going to become great. Amrun, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Havi Minhon. Right? Amongst that group was Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua. So that was these were the people. But again, they all used it as a description of Moshe Rabbeinu. Again, maybe part of this is where the Rambam, as we know, Rambam came up with the four differences between Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah and all other prophets. Doesn't say this, I don't think, anywhere in Chazal. These are the four differences. The Rambam puts together Ma'amari Chazal and the Psukim in Baal Oscha for the four differences between Moshe Rabbeinu and the other Nevi'im, Perek Zayin in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah, Halacha Vav, Shekol HaNevi'im B'chalom O B'mara, all other Nevi'im were in a dream or in a vision. Moshe Rabbeinu, V'hu Arva Omed, Moshe Rabbeinu was awake. Shnemer U'bavo Moshe Lo Amoed, L'daberito V'yishma Esakol. Number one. Number two, direct with clarity. Kol HaNevi'im Ayde Malach. Lefichach roin mashein roin b'mashal v'chida. It was a riddle that had to be interpreted. Moshe Rabbeinu loy de malach pal pal dabra. As if I'm talking to you, the Torah says there's clarity. I understand what you're saying. I don't have to interpret what you're saying, right? I know what you're saying. V'dibra Hashem Moshe panim el panim tzvunas Hashem yabit. That is number two. Number three, Moshe Rabbeinu again. Number one, Moshe Rabbeinu was awake. Number two, it was clarity. Number three, he had his faculties. It wasn't like he was having a seizure or shaking. All other Nevi'im, it was a trepidation that was chal on them and they couldn't move and they started shaking. Kol Nevi'im yirein v'nifhalim u'mismogigin. Moshe Rabbeinu ein okein. And Moshe Rabbeinu is kashe yidaber ish el re'ehu. K'moshe ein adam nifhal l'shmo divrei chaveiro kach haya bi'dait koch bi'daito lavid divrei nevu v'chulu. And number four, Moshe Rabbeinu could call God up and ask for a conversation. Ein Nevi'im b'chol eis sheyirtzu, all other Nevi'im, Moshe Rabbeinu ein okein. B'chol zman sheyachbots, ruach hakodesh lavashto, v'nevua shore alav, v'eino tzorach lechavein daito b'his damein. Moshe didn't have to plug himself in. He was always plugged in. Shehu mechuvanu muzuman v'omeid kamalachei asharis. V'nikshura daito b'tsur olamim, v'lo nistalik hahod me'alav l'olam. And that was Moshe Rabbeinu's shine. That was his shine. Okay, so this is all connected to these statements. Again, there's other beautiful symbolisms in Shabbos Kuf Dalet, but we don't have time for that right now. Talking about the Torah, right? The double mem is Mamar Pasuach, Mamar Sasum, right? There's other things. Okay, Rabbi Yirmiyah, B'shem Rabbi Chiyah Barba, Rabbi Simon, Shreyon Amrin, Torah Harishonim, Lohaya, Lohe Shalem, Velo Mem Shalem Sasum. As we said earlier, the earlier generations didn't have a hey or a mem that was sasum, meaning, remember we had on the last daf, 2 days ago's daf, or remember 2 days ago's daf, about which letters were hanging in the luchos. So we know, are the Babli says, just the samach, because the samach, it has to be, you know, engraved, and you have the circle in the middle of the samach, so what was it hanging? So that was a miracle in the luchos. What about the mem sofit, that also has a middle? So they must have not have had it. They didn't have the mem. That's what this. What about the hey? One of them, the first one in the back, I mentioned last time. Menachas Elazar says hey is lav dafka because hey should have been able to be connected from the bottom. The leg of the hey, you could be connected to the stone of the luchas on the bottom. So he didn't really fully understand the hey. But again, according to this daya, maybe it's like Rav Asiya ben Cheresh, who said before that these letters were given at Har Sinai. And they were taught to Moshe Rabbeinu, but again, in the Luchos, it did not appear. Hasamach Sasam. The Samach is the only one. Resimon Rabishmuel Bar Nachman, Shreyan Amrin, Anshe Yerushalayim, Hayukosvin. Right, once we're talking about letters at the end, they said the Aji Yerushalayim, Hayukosvin Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. They used to write Yerushalayim with a regular mem at the end. We take out the haze here. Veloi, that's the Gersa of the Carbonate. Veloi Makbidin. They were a Makbid about having a mem sofit. Did Dichlat Zibler Safon? They wrote Safon without a final nun, not with a final nun, with a regular nun. Again, take off the hay. Teman, without the nun sofit. So they did that. They weren't as makpid about the sofits. They had open letters. It could be different that if you write an open letter at the end, that might be better than writing a closed letter in the middle. Right? So therefore, an open letter might be, this is always good. Armenic is right, but that could always be good. So it might be going in one direction, not the other. All these three examples are having open letters at the end of a word, not closed letters in the middle of a word. Okay. We remember the Gemara in the Bavli, Megillah, Daftas, and the Septuagint, right? All the changes that were made by the rabbis for Talmei HaMelech. He put them together, he took them together and he put them in separate rooms. Translate the Torah for me. So here is that Gemara in the Yerushalmi. Shlosha Aser Davar Shinu Chachamot Talmei HaMelech. 13 changes the rabbis made for Talmai HaMelech. And here we go. They're not exactly, there are some changes, one or two changes mentioned in the Bavli that are not mentioned here. But it's almost all the same. Kisvulo, and why they make these changes? Not because, they didn't change any halacha. right? That's what the Yamshel Shlomo points out in Baba Kama. You can't misrepresent Torah or Halacha. That's called a Ziyaf HaTorah, right? And that's why when that Gemara in Baba Kama around Lamed Ches or so, when the Romans came and said, teach us Torah! And after they teach them in Torah, they said, okay, we agree with everything except for this one Halacha about a Jewish ox, gores a non-Jewish ox. They felt that wasn't fair. So asked, why didn't they just like not teach them that Halacha or lie? It was Pikuach Nefesh. The answer is no. It's Yehareg Val Yavar to misrepresent Torah. So he says, what about these 10 changes of the Septuagint? It didn't change halacha. None of these changed halacha. It was just formulations of the Torah that are written to teach us something, but Talmai would have been misled, so therefore they were changed. So here we go. Elokim bara bracious. So again, instead of saying bracious bara Elokim bara bracious, Hashem created the beginning. Right? Instead of saying the misleading of the Hashem bara bracious bara Elokim. Ese Adam. So instead of Na'ase Adam, we shall make man, it's Ese Adam, singular, I will make man, Bitzelem u'bidmus, not Bitzalmo. Because if it was Bitzalmo in his image, oh, man is like in God's image, God has a body. God has a body, that's what the Karban Eda says. Shemikan, fourth wide line. Shemikan to ha-magshimim. What are the magshimim? People who ascribe a body, a physical body, to a god. Shemikan to ha-magshimim. Oh, man is like God, so, you know, we're like a body, so that's why he changed that also. And he quotes, Kamosha Gosav HaMoreh, like the Rambam writes at the beginning of Moreh Nevuchim. So it says, E'eseh instead of Na'aseh, and B'selam U'B'demus. Why does it Taka say Na'aseh? Why does it say Na'aseh Adam? So we know that's a big discussion. Rashi says, why does it say Na'aseh? To teach us Derech Eretz. When Hashem has humility, he doesn't do things himself, he says Na'aseh Adam. And even though it could be misleading to people, because it says, let us, but Derech Eretz is worth the risk, the Bali Moser say. The Ramban writes, Na'aseh Adam, different than Rashi. Na'aseh is Guf and Neshama. Na'aseh Adam, let us, right on day six, when we have so many things in Shemayim and so many things in the Aretz, the Ramban says, Na'aseh Adam, let us make man. That's the Ramban. Aniva ha'aretz haniskeres, Na'aseh Adam. She'totzi ha'aretz ha'guf. Beautiful. But then the third pshat, you have Rashi, the Ramban, and the Sefer Ikarim is awesome. Sefer Ikarim says, what's Nasa? Hashem says, me and you. Because everything else has a kitov. Right? Everything else has a kitov because it was made. Man has to make himself. Right? Hashem says, I'm giving you a start. But you got to do it yourself. So Na'ase Adam says the Sefer Ikarim, Maimer Shlishi Perek Beis. The Sefer Ikarim says Na'ase is going on us. The Na'ase Adam. V'yitziras Adam lo nomar ki tov. V'zeh yeh re'ed davar ha-matmiya. The only part of creation that doesn't get it was good. V'chi lo yeh roi sheyomar yitziras Adam ki tov. K'mo yitziras Shabbal Echayim. The animals get a ki tov. We don't get a ki tov. El Hashama shelo nomar be ki tov lahoros shahatovios ha-mechuvan ba-adam. Einenu atov hamechuvan b'shar balei chayim. Ki ufushehu, what's the good regarding man? Shleimus hametzius. Avo yekuva sheyagia mimenu tov yos acher yoser nichbad. Right? There's a ki tov state that hopefully will come in the future. Lo yagia imetzius omiyad. It doesn't happen when we're born. Avo acher sheyotzi akochadios. After you take your potential. Asher bo menakoach elapoal. Because man shlo yetzei sichlo. We call it apoal. Before we remove our potential, Hashem can't say ki tov when we're born. It's good? No. What does the pasuk say in Koheles? Tov lalecha zal beis ha'avel milecha zal beis ha'mishteh. Right? And to go to a funeral. And the medrash on that pasuk, when the boat comes in after a successful journey, that's when you celebrate, not when the boat is going out. So that's the kitov. That's the naseh of the Sefer Ikarim. Zachar unekuvav bira'am. Instead of Zachar unekeva, he created them, which might sound like Hashem is male and female. Male and female created. No. Zachar Nekuvav. A man and his orifices. Like Nekuvim, Nekuvim, we say in Asher Yatzar. They changed that to, that's a little different one, right? If you look in the Gemara, yeah, in the Bavli, if you look in the Bavli, this one is, Zachar Nekuvav Barov, Lokra Baram. Doesn't have this one, right? It doesn't have this one. Unikuva Baram, right? And that's the lashon of the Rama in Shulchan Aruch, that one that we say, Mafli Lasos, the wonders of God, right? That we have these orifices, right? And the Rama says, if you have a balloon and you pop a hole in the balloon, Then all of a sudden, the balloon's going to go, and it's all, the air's going to go out. And what happens? We have plenty of holes. We have nostrils and eyes and ears, and then we are all, the air doesn't go out. Ad achar mea v'esrim. It's mafli lazos. Mafli lazos. V'yichal b'shishi v'yishbos b'shvi. Hashem, even though it says in the Torah, Hashem finished on day 7. Hashem didn't finish on day 7. He finished on day 6, and he rested on day 7. So he changed that. But what does Rashi say there? Rashi quotes the Medrash on the, in Bereishis. It looks to us, because we don't know exact times. Hashem, he finished exactly. So that's why it says he finished on the 7th at that exact moment. But changed it because we don't might not know the exact times. Hava Erda, right? Let's go Hashem says, not Nerda, I will go down. And I will be done and see not Nerda. Always make the decisions with other people. Vatislak Sarah Bikroveha Lamar. Sarah laughed. So what do we have? Bikirba inside. But inside, explains the Karban Eidah and others, well, the Talmud might have gotten mad. Why did Hashem, Avraham and Sarah both laughed? So why did Hashem only punish Sarah and not Avraham? So we know, according to Chazal, Avraham didn't really laugh. He was just incredulous. Wow, it's amazing. And Sarah actually laughed. But that would be too hard, too much of a lumdis. So we change it that Sarah told her relatives. But this is our big crowvel halemar. She told her relatives, and that's how everybody knew. Ki ba'ar pam, describing Shimon and Levi's actions, instead of saying they killed Yosef, this is referring to Shimon and Levi. Ki ba'ar pam hargu, sure, we don't want to say that Shimon and Levi, were murderers. Ki ba'ar pam hargu sharu v'rtzonam ikruevos. The Yaakov Avinu called them that, so that's why he changes it from, Ish, right? It says in the Karban Eidah, Shlo Yomar Ratzchanim Hayu Avoseichem. Shereviya Neinolem Shargu Ish. That's why he changes it. Vayika Moshe Ish Tov Es Banav Yarkivim Al Nosei Bnei Adam. Instead of saying on a donkey, what Moshe had, donkey? That's what Moshe had. He didn't have anything, but they didn't make sure to give him, other, more glamorous animals. So it says Nosei Bnei Adam, which could be interpreted as camels. And it says camels. U Moshe Bnei Zoshi Yashim Mitzrayim. How long were they in Egypt? U Bechol Aratzos. Because we know they weren't in Mitzrayim for 430. It was really from the birth of Yitzchak, but we changed it so it's not confusing. So our neves, the non-kosher animal, we know the rabbit. They don't want to say that because that was the wife. That was the, according to the Bavli, it was his wife's name. According to Yerushalmi, it was his mother's name. So our neves, Asiras Araglayim, they changed it to these Araglayim. Imo Shel Tamei Melech, Arnevasa Havishma. Good. Lo Chemed, Echad mehem nasasi. So instead of saying chamor, it's chemed. I didn't take one treasure from them. Nasasi. Asher chalak Hashem lokecha osam lo ha'ir lochal ha'amim tachas kol ha'shamayim. It could be misinterpreted as Hashem created different powers in between to serve. No, the powers were there to light up the world. Asher lo tzivisi l'umos la'avdam. I didn't command them to serve. Again, to be clear, rather than just being lead to any misunderstandings. Okay, there's a lot, obviously, to talk about each of these, but we'll continue. Getting back to the names of Hashem, which we had. We mentioned on yesterday's daf about writing Shem Hashem hanging, if you left it out, what has Kedusha. So now we get into some of the Shemos of Hashem. Any prefix to God's name does not have the status of God's name, and therefore it can be erased. Let's say I made a mistake. It's supposed to say Hashem, and I wrote Lashem. That lamid, ma'ashem, me'ashem, kagon, la'ashem, ba'ashem, me'ashem, ka'ashem, she'ashem. All of those can be erased. Again, you're not allowed to erase any parts of the Torah at all. If there's a tzorach, if I made a mistake, whatever it is. So that is all the prefixes. Shekein matzano betzitz. After all, what's a raya? You know by the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol. Shu moved al mimenu, because the kodesh la is separate from the la'ashem. It says kodesh la'ashem. Two on the tzitz, but Chazal say kodesh lamin ilamata v'ashem ilamalan. Five different opinions. What does that look like actually? The Rambam, Tosfos, look in the Gemara and Sukkah. That's where it's discussed. What did it mean kodesh l'ashem? Was kodesh lu? It just says kodesh lu was on the bottom and Hashem was on the top. Was that one on top of another? Was it written diagonally? Different ways, but either way, you see it's separate. Kol osos aksuvim m'ashem me'achorav. Hare Elu Kodesh. But suffixes on the Shem Hashem, that does integrate, and that has Kedusha. Ve'en nimchakim, and it's not nimchakim, alad oresa kagon elokeinu elokechem. So you might say this just means, because once you have Shem Hashem, everything's added on, but you might say substantively, a prefix doesn't really become parts, right? From God, to God, that God. It's still a separate word in the sentence. But what's a suffix? Our God, that's more part of the word, right? It's describing Hashem. It's not something about. It's not something external. That, from, to. Our or your, that's part of God. So that's why it might be even substantively. Elu shemos she'en nimchakim. What are the shemos of Hashem that cannot be erased, that have the real status of Shem Hashem? Hakotev as Hashem ba'ar ba'osios be'yud u'behei u'ba'alav dalas. So we know yudke vavke and alav dala nun yud. Those are the shemos she'enam nimchakim. Kel, Elokim, Elokecha, Elokai, Elokeinu, Elokechem, Shakai, Tzvakos, Eka Asher Eka. All of those are names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are not allowed to be erased. Kasav Alav Dalas. What if you started writing Shem Hashem, but you didn't finish? Kasav Alav Dalas Me Hashem, Alav He Me Eke, Shin Dalas Me Shakai, Tzadi Beis Me Tzvakos, Harilim Chakin. All of those are not words, right? Shin Dalad, right? Or Aleph Dalad. That's not a name of a God, so you could erase it. Umochik as Tfelo Sehem, and you could erase their prefixes. Leilo Kim Mochik as Lamed, Lashem Mochik as Lamed, as we said. But Kasa, but what if you're writing a longer name of Hashem and you ended up writing a shorter name of Hashem? Because some of them are like that. Like, Kasa, Yud, Hey, Me'arba, Osias. You're writing Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, and you wrote the first two letters. That itself is the name of Hashem. Yud and Hey. Aleph, Lamed, Me'elokim, Eino Nimchak. Even though you're planning to write a longer word, what you already wrote was the Shem Hashem and therefore cannot be erased. Klalo shel davar, kol shekayotzei bo shem, whatever. The rule is, if it's already a shame, miskayim b'makom acher, eino nimchak. If it's already a shame that you would write in some other place, eino nimchak. There is a, again, just to mara makom, we mentioned a long time ago, there's a kol elio on Parshas Balak that talks about these shemos of Hashem regarding Bilam. Bilam wanted to say a longer name, it gives shot in a medrash, which I don't have time to go into now. He wanted to say a longer name like Elokim, which is Midas Hadin, and instead Hashem only allowed him to say Kel, which is Midas Rachamim. He wanted to say Yud K, which is Midas Hadin, and he ended up saying Yud K Vav K. So you can look there in the Medrash and the Kol Elio about the shorter, and it relates to this Gemara. Tani, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shal Beis Chagira Kosvanim. In Beis Chagira, there are those Sofrim, Umnim, or expert Sofrim, Hayu B'Yerushalayim, Hayu Moch in Tzvakos. They used to erase Tzvakos, meaning they held that Tzvakos is really Tzvaos, right? The legions, that's not a name of Hashem. Shekenu Shem Chav Magamachar, because you see, it's a name that does not have sanctity in somewhere else. Faktu Sarei Tzvaos Perosh Ha'am. That's talking about the legions. Meaning, but they were saying, because it's a Shem Chol elsewhere, that means it's always a Shem Chol. We know there are real names of Hashem that also have a Shem Chol, like Elohim, sometimes means judges. Right, but they were saying these Anshei Yerushalayim were saying that Tzvaos is never a Shem Hashem. Kol Hashem was Aksuvim ba'avinu ba'avram kodesh. All when it says Ado Adoshem by the story with the Malachim, they all really are Hashem talking to Hashem, and they only have meaning. What's the nafkamina? What kavana does the sofer have? Chutz me'echa chuchol. Except one time it's talking about toward the Malachim. Vahi kasher hitu osi Elohim mi beis avi. So that Elohim is Chol, either it means the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, or the Avodah Zarah itself. V'yesh omrim afu kodesh. And others say, no, that also is referring to Hashem, that Hashem protected him. She'ilule Elohim kfar hitu osi. Without Hashem, I would have wandered. Kol Hashem osaksuvim b'micha, all the names that are mentioned by Micha, right? The terrible tragic story of Pesel Micha at the end of Shoftim. Aval b'shem suvim b'yudu behei. Even though it looks like names of Hashem, hare ilu chol, they're all not names of Hashem. Chutz me'echash yukodesh, except the following. Kol haye ki meheyos beis Elokim b'shilo. Referring to Shiloh, so obviously that is where the Mishkan was, and it's a real shame. Kol Hashem osak suvim b'navos. The whole story by Navos. Remember, Navos had the vineyard, and Achav wanted to get the vineyard from him, and Navos refused. This is my family vineyard. And he said no. And Izebel, the wife of Achav, heard about it, and she arranged to have false witnesses testify that Navos cursed the king and cursed Elohim. Right? So they used that word Elohim a few times there. So all those names, Aval Bishin, Suvim, Ba'alav, Lamed Hare Elu Kodesh, all of them are a reference to Real HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Birich Navos Elohim Vamelech. Aval, all of those. And there's a lot to say about Navos, Aval Chan, Verachum, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed. These names of Hashem, Melech Melachim, Meromim, Gadol, Nora, Elyon, Adir, Tzadik, Yashar, Tchassid, Tamim, Gibar, Harei Luchol. Those describe Hashem, but they don't have the inherent status of a name of God. And therefore, if you have the word Gadol or Rachum describing, so that is not Eino Nimchak. Those are names of describing Hashem, so it becomes the name of Hashem, but it's not in the same as the other ones. Elu Shem Hashem Nechlokim. The following names are written as one word. The following names throughout Tanakh. Amiel, Amishadai, Tsuriel, Tsurishadai, Gamliel, Pedatzer, Pedal, Eino Nechlokim. They should be written as one word. Ve'elu Shem Hashem Nechlokim. The following should be written as two words. Beit El, Beit Aven, V'chara Af, V'chara Api, Poti, Fera, Safras Paneach. All of those should be written as two words. And then we have, what about Hallelujah? This we had a couple of masechtas ago. In Tehillim, where it says Hallelujah. So is that Hallelujah, like two words, right? Where you have Yud and Hey separate, which is name of Hashem, or it's one word, Hallelujah, praise. So Hallelujah, Rabbi Shmuel, Chadamar, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, V'charanamar, Hallelujah. The other one says it's one word. Mandamar, Hallelujah, separate. So nechlak, it's two separate words. Veinu nimchak, you can't erase it because it's Shem Hashem. Mandamar, Hallelujah, the one who says it's one word, nimchak, veinu nechlak, then it can't be erased because it's not the name of Hashem and it's not split. Lo yadin manar mada. They didn't know Rav and Shmuel, who said what? Min mandamar, Rav, Shamas min Habibi. Well, when Rav says, I heard from my uncle, right? If somebody gives me the Sefer Tehillim of Rabbi Meir, I would erase all of the Hallelujahs, Shalom Eskavim Lakasho, because they didn't have Kedusha. Havidu Amar Hallelujah. So Rav, who's quoting this, we assume he holds like this story that you write it as one word because it's erasable. Machlokes, between the Mefarshim here. What does this story mean? And according to our Girsa is, oh, he would erase it. That means the names don't have Kedusha. That's what he must hold. You write it all as one word. But others say they have a different garrison. No, he would erase it because he thinks it's wrong, and therefore he would rewrite it as separate words. And therefore he holds that it should be written separately, and it has Kedusha. Okay. Mileon derabanan plegan. But the following shita is a third shita. There are 10 lashonos of praise in Tehillim. Right, the program start with these words. The greatest word of praise of Hashem, Hallelujah. Shashem v'asheva kelulin bo. That's a third day, because what is that? You write it together, but it's still called the Shem of Hashem. Right? Because he says, Shem Hashem, it's kalul, so it's written together, but it's still called Shem Hashem, and that's why the Minhag HaMeni is to say Hallelujah, even if it's one word. Okay, we'll have to stop there by Reb Zeura. Hashem will continue next time.